the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, and it's my privilege to welcome you to this Lord's Day broadcast. I'm so happy you have decided to share a portion of your worship experience with us today, and I promise you won't be disappointed because we have a great old revival song today, and we are continuing with our Sunday-only series, All Through Ephesians, a study of the word all as used all out through Ephesians. Of course, preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. But just before that, let's hear that great old song, Are You Washed in the Blood? I hope you are. If you're not washed in Christ's blood, come to Him today. Well, right now, let's enjoy the music and then Dr. Green.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you daily walking by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the privilege we have today of studying Thy Word. And dear Lord God, as we open the Word to study, I pray that You'll give us wisdom, direct us by the Spirit of God. And our Father, sincerely from the depths of my heart, I pray that You'll honor the Word of God today by the presence of the Holy Spirit and bless some dear heart in the great unseen radio audience. Save some soul, edify the body of Christ, feed the hungry hearts of the saints, and we'll give God the praise in Jesus' precious saving name. Amen. Yesterday, I read to you in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 13. Now, today, we're continuing in verse 15 with the next A-double-L. We are studying the word all in Ephesians. Now, when we get down through chapter 6, we're going back and we're going to study some of the important passages in the book of Ephesians. Now, in this 15th verse, I suppose we'd better read verse 14 to get the connection. So let us read verse 14, and then our next all is in verse 15. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now, I don't know that we'll get any further. We may, and we may not. I'm sure if I do justice to this particular passage, and to this particular ALL, that I'm sure we won't get any further. Now, in verse 14, as I said, to get the connection, that we henceforth be no more children. Now, beloved, I want to say today, and I'm saying this in love. Now, yesterday, I kept warning you that I was not taking a crack at anybody. I'm not taking a crack at anybody today. I won't say anything about you on the radio that I won't say to you in your living room or sitting with you any place that we might be talking face to face. But we have entirely too much spirit as children. Now, wait a minute. Not childlike. Now, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of God. But now, that doesn't mean to be childish, but to be humble like a child. We have today in our churches and in our religious circles and among Christian workers and among ministers and evangelists and preachers and teachers, we have too much childish carrying on. Be not any more children. Don't be children. Don't fuss and fight and fume and get peeved like little young'uns in the backyard. Now, I'm saying this in love, and I'm willing to share my part of the guilt. I certainly am. I'll admit that I'm human, and I'll admit that I have room to grow spiritually, and I want to grow spiritually, and I wish to the dear Lord God that I could be just like Jesus. I know that it's possible for us to live blameless, and I know that it's possible for us to be spiritually minded. And I know that it's possible for us to be overcomers in all things. And I strive and I desire and I long for that day when I will be perfectly like Jesus when I see him as he is. And until that day, I certainly want to be blameless. I want to live blameless. I realize I'm in the flesh. And I realize that human nature is selfish. And I realize that human nature is childless. In other words, we act like children, and we are not childlike. All right, so he said, be not children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Now, some dear people don't know where they are. They don't know where they stand. They don't know what they believe. I heard a dear man make the statement. Now, I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying I don't understand it. I heard a dear preacher, and that preacher may be listening to me today. He may be. He may very well be listening. And I know that some of his people are listening. And I know that some of them were sitting in the same audience where I was when this minister made the statement. He said that a dear young man graduated from one of the leading universities of America. And if I named it, hundreds of you people listening to me now know about it. And know about it well. I mean, you know the university, you know the president, and it's one of the outstanding universities in America, schools of divinity. And this young man graduated, got a diploma, and they were ordaining him, and they asked him to state his position on the second coming of Jesus Christ, whether he was a premillennialist, a postmillennialist, or an amillennialist. And he said, gentlemen, I must confess I do not know. I don't know what I am. It was taught always and discussed always. And to be very frank with you, I don't know what I am. Now, I'm not casting any reflection upon anybody, but I'm saying this. Back under 25 years ago when God saved my soul, I purchased a little Bible and I began to read it. And I found passages like this. This same Jesus shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into the heavens. All right. Then I began to search and see if I could find out how he went away. And so he was caught up in a cloud, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And I found that he's coming as a thief in the night. Then I found that he's coming and every eye shall see him. I found that he's coming to catch away his saints. And then I found that he's coming with his saints. And so I began to search the scriptures, and I found out what I believed about the second coming of Jesus because I found it in the Word of God. Now, I am not taking issue with any individual, but I'm going to say this. If I didn't know whether I am a premillennialist, a postmillennialist, or an amillennialist, and if I didn't know what I believed about Pentecost, and if I didn't know what I believe about the Spirit-filled life and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and consecration and separation and sanctification, if I didn't know what I believe about those things, I'd never attempt to preach the gospel to anybody else until I went way down in a big patch of woods somewhere and got alone with God and stayed there with my Bible until I found out exactly what I believe. Now, listen, there are a lot of things I don't know. There are a lot of things that I don't know. There are a lot of things that I don't understand. And there's a lot of things about this Bible that I'll never know till I get to heaven. But I know what I believe about the virgin birth, the shed blood, the return of Jesus, the Spirit-filled life, and the other fundamentals of the faith. There are many minute details about the second coming that I may not understand. But I know the Son of God's coming back to this earth again. I know He's coming to catch away His church. And I know that He's coming back with His church to reign for 1,000 years right here upon this earth. And King Jesus will sit on the throne of His father David. And the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters now cover the sea. That's very plain, very clear. And there's absolutely no reason for misunderstanding among God's people and among God's preachers. Now He said, don't be like children. Don't be like children, driven about with every wind of doctrine, tossed about to and fro, carried about by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now there are many deceivers in the land. Jesus warned us that deceivers would come. And Peter warns us, and John warns us, and Paul warns us that deceivers will come. And especially in the closing days of this dispensation of the grace of God, there will be many deceivers to enter into the world. And we are admonished to try the spirits and see if they be of God. Now then, He says not to do these things. Don't be driven about with every wind of doctrine. Don't be carried around with the sway of men. Don't be deceived, but speaking the truth in love. Speaking the truth in love. Now, what is truth? Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Paul said in Romans 3:4, let God be true and every man a liar. Now the word of God is truth. And beloved, if we'll read the word of God, believe the word of God, line upon line, verse upon verse, truth upon truth, chapter upon chapter, and leave our little tradition and our little denomination and our little man-made ideas out of it, then God bless you. We'll get along wonderful and we'll understand the truth that God wants us to deliver to the people who listen to us. You know, I tell you, I'm more determined today. Right now, as I sit at my desk with my Bible in my hand, looking straight into a microphone, nobody here but the Lord God and I. Nobody. The musicians are not in here. They're gone. I'm here alone. I sit here at this desk. I'm looking at my microphone. I'm more determined than ever before, that I'll just be a preacher of the grace of God. I'm an old-fashioned Baptist, and I suppose I'll be an old-fashioned Baptist till I die. I don't have any intentions of changing my denomination. I've been a Baptist ever since God saved me. I'm not bragging on the Baptist, just let me get to that. I've been a Baptist ever since God saved me. I don't suppose I'll ever become anything else. I don't suppose I will. But let me say this. I love the Methodists who are saved and love God. I don't love modernism. I don't love liberalism. I don't love compromise, and I don't love heresy. But I love anybody that loves God. Now, I believe, and you know that I believe, in immersion. I do. I believe in immersion. I'm a Baptist. But I'll never fall out with you, and I'll never fight you, and I'll never crucify you if you disagree with me on immersion. Now, don't you crucify me, huh? Let's not be cannibals. Let's be Christian. One of these days, I'm going to write a sermon if God lets me live. And I feel like I've got sense enough to listen to God and put down what ought to be put down and leave out what ought to be left out. I'm afraid that if I wrote it today, as I feel right now, I'm afraid I'd put too much of the flesh in it. So I want to be sure that God's leading me when I write that sermon on Christian or cannibal. Now, Paul warned that they be careful not to devour one another. And beloved, we have a lot of devouring going on, a lot of chewing. You know, they gnashed on Stephen with their teeth. They chewed on him. They gnashed on him. They bit him. And Paul said, be careful that you don't devour one another and be consumed one of another. Now, I say this in love, and I know that some of you get tired of hearing me say that, but I want to say it so that you'll know that I'm not hateful, and I'm not fighting, and I'm not taking a crack at anybody, and I'm not being sarcastic. But, beloved, there's too much backbiting and tongue lashing, and there's too much chewing one on another among Christians. I mean God's people, born again, saved people, are doing too much chewing on each other and not enough fighting the devil. Now, we want to grow up. We don't want to be like a bunch of young'uns in the backyard fighting over a sand pile. We want to be spiritually minded. We want to grow up into full-grown Christians. You don't grow into salvation. You don't grow into the grace of God. But we grow in grace, and we grow up to a full spiritual man after we're born into the grace of God. Speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, in all things. Now, we don't want to be a whopsided Christian, do we? Now, wait a minute, listen to me. Listen to me. All some of you dear people here is once saved, always saved, once saved, always saved, once saved, always saved. Then, some of the rest of you, all you ever hear is you can fall from grace and go to hell. You can be saved and go to hell. You can be saved and go to hell. Then, some of the rest of you, all you ever hear is the premillennial coming of Jesus, the premillennial coming, the premillennial. Then some of you, all you ever hear is the post. That premillennial stuff is damnable. And you hear post. The church is going to convert the world. Then here comes somebody else, and all you ever hear is somebody get in the pulpit and talk about folks who talk about other folks, and folks who won't forgive, and folks who won't speak, and folks this and folks that. That's all you ever hear. In other words, some dear preachers, they take a different text, read a different scripture, but they come out riding the same little donkey every time. Some of you, all you ever hear, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Don't send a dime to an evangelist. Don't send your money away. Keep it at home. Put it in the storehouse, yeah? According to what I hear, some of them are storing it up. Amen. They've really got it stored away. And they're keeping on storing. Now, what am I saying? Listen, beloved. Listen to me. We, as ministers and evangelists and teachers and pastors and Sunday school teachers and laymen and men who conduct prayer meetings, we're not to be a whopsided, half-baked cake. We are to be a full-grown, well-rounded gospel preacher of the truth. Now, we need to preach the grace of God. We need to preach salvation. We need to preach the second coming. We need to preach tithing. We need to preach loyalty to the cause of Christ. We need to preach against modernism. We need to preach against liberalism. We need to preach the fundamentals of the faith. But, beloved, we need to preach all of them. And if the devil can drive us down a blind alley and get us to talk about one little old thing all the time, then, brother, he's satisfied. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." A good preacher preaches on the second coming. He preaches on the spirit-filled life. He preaches on consecration. He preaches on sanctification. He preaches on the grace of giving. He preaches on a devil's hell. He preaches on a glorious heaven. He preaches from the book of Genesis, and he'll preach from the book of Revelation. He'll preach from Malachi and Matthew, the Psalms, and Ezekiel, Philippians, Colossians, Galatians, Romans. Yes, a good preacher, God's preacher, a man that's called of God and sin of God, is not a whopsided, half-baked cake that rides the same little donkey every time he comes in the pulpit. Now, I know, brother, sister, friend, and neighbor, that doesn't sound so good to some of you, but you'll have to admit it whether you like it or not. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, not just one little pet doctrine, not just one. Now, you know what? Some of the craziest, uncalled for statements are being made today that's ever been made in the name of the Christian religion. A preacher stood in my office today and told me that he had in his presence talking to him, another minister who made the statement that the body of Christ contains only those who have been immersed in Jesus' name. Immersed in Jesus' name, they are the body of Christ. Anyone else, all others, are children of the devil. Now, you know, a statement like that in a civilized country with an open Bible is uncalled for. And this minister went further to say that no person would ever get a prayer through to God unless they were immersed in water in the name of Jesus. I tell you, that certainly does put the blood on a mighty low level. You agree? Listen, I believe Christians should be baptized. But beloved, I'm going to tell you something. I believe with all of my heart that you can be baptized in every river on this earth. And bless your soul, you can be baptized in Jesus' name, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You can be baptized face first or backwards or whatever. You'll go to hell just as sure as I'm speaking to you now, unless you're washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. Now, here's what I'm saying. Today, beloved friends, the devil is really on the job. He's really on the ball, if you'll excuse the expression. And he's really doing a job. Now, wait a minute. I want your undivided attention. I'm not in the shoes of Elijah when he thought he was the only fellow left. Yes, God still has his 7,000 that haven't bowed their knees to anybody's idol. No, sir. I thank God for the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, and the Sunday school teachers, and the laymen who are just as true to God's word as any man has ever been true to God's word. But, beloved, this whole world religiously is choosing up. They're choosing up. Oh, yeah. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. I'm a Presbyterian. I belong to the convention. I'm independent. And there you are. I'm this. I'm that. Listen, I'd 10,000 times rather hear you say, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I'm a son of God. I love anybody. I love everybody who loves Jesus and fights the devil. Now, I'm not a compromiser, God bless you. I want you to get it and get it straight. I'm not a compromiser. But I'm not going to jump up and down in your little denominational half bushel to get you to be on my side. Now, get that, will you? I'm an old-fashioned Baptist preacher. Underline the old-fashioned. I'm going to preach the old-fashioned gospel till God calls me home. I'm going to preach from Genesis, Revelation. The second coming, sanctification. The spirit-filled life, the virgin birth. The blood atonement, Christian consecration. I'm going to preach Christian giving, Christian living. I'm going to preach it all. By the grace of God, I refuse to be driven down a blind alley by the devil. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to lift up the blood-stained banner till Jesus calls me home. Father, in the precious, powerful, compassionate name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I pray that you'll honor the word, honor the blood, and save the soul that's nearest hell now. Edify the believers in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and before we close today, I want to let you know about our gift offer CD, especially if you have not heard me talk about it before, because this is the last week that we will talk about our gift offer CD. Now, if you cannot order it this week, please at least write down the information so that you can order it later, and we will certainly honor your request for several more weeks to come. But what is in Gift Offer C? Well, there's a series of messages on CD, a separate CD with a single message, and a book, all preached and written by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. A wonderful offer we have for you. And all of that's available to you if you simply ask for Gift Offer C, C as in Cat and send a donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $25 or more. Now, please send more if you can. Most of you know that our broadcasts and our books are all paid for by free will offerings. We do not have any grants or any money that we know is coming in, only as the Lord leads our dear listeners to send in the donations, and that gives us the money to pay for the radio and all of the other items. So if you can send more than $25, please do so. But if you ask for offer C and send your donation of $25 or more, I'm going to send you first a series of messages preached live by my dad in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We call it the Chattanooga Sermon Series. There are four great messages in this. Each one is about an hour long because my dad always preached at least an hour to a live audience. Then we have a very special message preached at the Tabernacle Baptist Church here in Greenville on hell. Now, due to the limitations at that time, the very end of the message was missed, but it's still a wonderful message. Finally, a book, Three Men, Four Sermons by Dr. Green. Great, great sermon. So, to get all of this, just ask for offer C and send your gift of at least $25. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.